Amen. We appreciate those who have led us in our worship service thus far. We appreciate likewise the presence of each of you who have assembled here as we engage in this concluding service on this, the first Lord's Day of February 2015. I'd like to request a little bit later on that Brother Gervais lead us in number 77, Hallelujah, Praise Jehovah. I'm sure you're familiar with that one, aren't you, sir? Okay. I'll signal you when I would like for you to lead us in that particular song. Number 77 in the Sacred Selections. Our scripture lesson was taken from 2 Samuel chapter 22, verses 1 through 7. I'd like to read again for the sake of reemphasis. 2 Samuel 22, 1 through 4, and then verse 7. 2 Samuel 22, 1 through 4, and then verse number 7. And David spake unto the Lord the words of this song in the day that the Lord had delivered him out of the hand of all his enemies and out of the hand of Saul. And he said, the Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, the God of my rock, in him will I trust. He is my shield and the horn of my salvation, my high tower and my refuge, my Savior. Thou savest me from violence. I will call on the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from mine enemies. Verse number 7. In my distress, I called upon the Lord and cried to my God. And he did hear my voice out of his temple, and my cry did enter into his ears. We want to really narrow our focus on verse number 4, I will call on the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. We see that in this passage, David addresses prayer, praise, and protection. Coincidentally, or maybe providentially, our first song that was led by Brother Brown this evening was worthy of praise. We used to sing that all the time in Mound Bayou, Mississippi, years ago when I was a teenager. We sing it sometimes here, but it's been a while since we have engaged in the singing of this very meaningful song, worthy of praise. And we could park there and elaborate on how worthy the Lord is of praise. But we're going to move on. In this particular text, David spoke to the Lord following deliverance from his enemies, as indicated in verse number 1. In verse number 4, he says, "I will call on the Lord." David's habit was to call on the Lord in times of trouble. It was a good habit, and one that all of us need to cultivate as Christians living in the 21st century, striving to please the great God of heaven and live a life that meets with his divine approval. Too often in our lives, when troubles come, we get on the phone and call our friends and pour out our troubles, and there's nothing wrong with that. But our failure to call on the Lord when troubles come only prolong our troubles and delays our deliverances. We need to commit ourselves to calling upon the Lord at all times. Doesn't make any difference whether it's early morning, whether it's midday, whether it's early afternoon or late afternoon, or whether it's the early evening, or whether it's at midnight, or whether it's at 2 a.m. We need to always feel free and feel compelled, if need be, to call upon the Lord. We can always be reassured that he's always listening. His line is never busy. Whenever you call upon him, he is listening to the cries of his children with attentive and responsive ears. Not only should we call upon the Lord in prayer, but we should always be delighted to lift up praises to the great God of the universe, the Lord who is worthy to be praised. If you're going to be successful in life, your prayers need plenty of praise for the Lord mixed in. David was careful to fill his prayers with praise for the Lord. And as the verse says, the Lord is worthy of praise. So many things which we praise in our society are not worthy of praise. Hollywood stars, political stars and office holders, sports stars are praised to the sky, when they ought to be denounced for the rotten moral lifestyles they live. Many others are praised whose performance does not merit praise, but no one will ever go wrong in praising our Heavenly Father. We can never praise him enough. His performance is worthy of more praise than we can ever give. Let us not be as concerned about praising faulty men as we are about praising our perfect God. Christians have to be careful when we become so infatuated with people of the world, various stars. You know, we'll pick out our Hollywood stars, and some folk idolize them. You'll hear folk talking about the quarterbacks for the teams that will be competing or who have begun to compete in this year's Super Bowl. Everybody has their favorite team. Everybody has their favorite players. Everybody has their favorite coach. Everybody has their favorite quarterback. And sometimes we praise those folk to the high heavens when we ought to be lavishing that abundant praise upon the great God of the universe. We tend to praise our political stars and office holders. You know, a lot of folks regard our president almost as a god. And a lot of folks feel that he is the greatest thing that has happened to Black America in decades. We can give a man his proper honor and his proper respect, but we need to be careful that we don't overdo it. Nobody can usurp the place or the position that is occupied by the great God of heaven. We know that God is worthy to be praised. Turn, please, to Psalm 148. Psalm 148. This is the psalm, Javes, on which number 77 is based. Psalm 148, talking about praise for the Lord. Follow along with me. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights. Praise ye him, all his angels. Praise ye him, all his hosts. Praise ye him, sun and moon. Praise him, all ye stars of light. Praise him, ye heaven of heavens, and ye waters that be above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded and they were created. He hath also established them forever and ever. He hath made a decree which shall not pass. Praise the Lord from the earth, ye dragons and all deeps, fire and hail, snow and vapor, stormy wind, fulfilling his word. Mountains and all hills, fruitful trees and all cedars, beasts and all cattle, creeping things and flying fowl, kings of the earth and all people, princes and all judges of the earth, both young men and maiden, old men and children, let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is excellent. His glory is above the earth and heaven. He also exalteth the horn of his people, the praise of all his saints, even of the children of Israel, a people near unto him. Praise ye the Lord. Brother Javes, if you'll lead us in 77, please. Number 77.
Hallelujah, praise Jehovah, for the heavens praise his name. And praise Jehovah in the highest, all his angels praise proclaim. All his hosts together praise him, sun and moon and stars on high. Praise O ye heavens, the heaven, a floods above the sky. Praise the Lord, for his name alone is high, and his glory.
Thank Brother Gervais for leading us in that very meaningful hymn. We need to praise the Lord more for his goodness, his greatness, his power, his love, his grace, his mercy, his compassion, for all that he has done for us and for all that he continues to do for us. Finally, we focus on protection by the Lord. So shall I be saved from my enemies. David saw that his protection from his enemies came from the Lord. And note that the protection comes after prayer and praise. If you want protection by the Lord, you need to have prayer to the Lord and praise for the Lord in your life. When prayer and praise are lacking, our blessings will also be lacking. Let us always call upon the Lord in prayer. Let us always lift up our voices to God in merited and much deserved favor. Let us depend upon the Lord, who will deliver us from our enemies, from our troubles, from our trials, from our tribulations. If you are here this evening and you are not a child of God, we'd like for you to seriously consider becoming one this evening. We ought to praise him for his marvelous plan of salvation for man. The angel said to Joseph in Matthew 1:21, speaking of Mary, "She shall bring forth a son. Thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins." He came and he died and was buried and was resurrected that he might save all of us. And the Lord wants everybody to be saved. Doesn't make any difference what your ethnicity, doesn't make any difference on what side of the track you were born, it doesn't make any difference your level of educational attainment, it doesn't make any difference the size of your investment portfolio, it doesn't make any difference how you look, doesn't make any difference whether you're male or female, whether you're black or white, whether you're rich or poor, whether you are erudite or illiterate, doesn't make any difference. He died for us all. That's good reason to praise him, to thank him right there. You've heard this good news of the gospel. Believe it with all of your heart. Repent of your sins. Turn your back on the things you know to be wrong. Confess your faith in Christ as God's Son. And submit to baptism in water for the remission of your sins, and arise to walk from that liquid tomb a brand new life. If you're here and you're already a Christian but have fallen by the wayside, you can praise God that he has what we call the second law of pardon. He has made provisions for us to have our sins taken care of, to have our sins forgiven after we have become Christian and after we have fallen by the wayside, after we have stumbled. We can, through repentance, confession, and prayer, be granted forgiveness anew. Just the very fact that we have been forgiven and can be forgiven, that's all the more reason to perpetually praise the great God of heaven. An epitaph is a short summary of a person's life that is inscribed on a tombstone over his grave. I have read of many different epitaphs, but one of the most powerful, one of the most meaningful, was a single word that was inscribed on a man's tombstone. You know what that word was? The single word, forgiven. One word, forgiven. If that can be inscribed on your tombstone after you have been planted in the bosom of the earth, if genuinely the word forgiven can be inscribed thereon, what a wonderful blessing that will be. What a wonderful reason for which to praise the great God of our salvation. If you need to respond tonight, we urge you to do it right now as we together stand and as we sing.
Oh, do not let the word depart and close thy